A real quick update here about that Washington State trooper in Walla Walla who was shot during a traffic stop and drove himself to the hospital. His condition was so serious they had to airlift him to Harborview from Walla Walla. So airlift from Walla Walla to Seattle. Our prayers are with Trooper Dean Atkinson, shot in the face and had the presence of mind to drive himself to the hospital. It all happened in Walla Walla. The suspect rammed Atkinson's car, which has been happening more and more since the legislature changed the rules to make it harder for police to pursue someone. And then ramming his car was not enough. Ended up shooting the trooper. Police officers in Milton Freewater, Oregon, where they actually let the police pursue people, stopped the vehicle matching the description of that car. So that is where we are there. And that takes us to Sheriff Adam Fortney from Snohomish County. It's great to have him joining us because he is leading the charge with other leaders in law enforcement, saying that these rules and laws that the legislature passed just a year ago and largely have not corrected are tilting the playing field in the direction of the criminals. Adam Fortney joins me this morning on the John Carlson Show. Sheriff, how are you, sir?
I'm really good this morning. Thank you, John. It's good to talk to you again.
All right. And I think this case in Walla Walla is just one more example of exactly what you talked about yesterday, which is how brazen and vicious and violent criminals are getting because, in part, of these new laws.
Yeah, and that's part of the message we were trying to get out with this video, is just the emboldened nature of criminals these days. I've been doing this for 25 years on the streets up here in Snohomish County, and I've never seen anything like it. I want to be real clear. I was at an event, a drug addiction event, late last night. I don't know what happened in Walla Walla County. I don't have any inside information on that. Right. But you're exactly right. It kind of goes to the theme and the reality that we're seeing on the street out here, that criminals think that they can just run into our cars and drive away, and they're not wrong. That's the hard part.
Okay,
they're not wrong.
By the way, if someone drives his car at you, that to me is assault with a deadly weapon. If someone tries to assault an officer with a deadly weapon, that gives the officer a green light to pull his gun and empty it at that driver, does it not?
That is a case-by-case basis, John. There is no way as the sheriff I'd come on your show and say yes to that question, just because each one is so incredibly different. You can even watch in the video put out, we have body cam footage of this going on all across the state of Washington, and each one is just a little bit different. If you're outside of your car and he bumps into it in an effort to get away, does that justify a deadly shooting? I probably not. And I don't know. You have to be in your shoes at that moment in time and be able to defend that and what led up to that. So I would never give a carte blanche to that question ahead of time.
Okay.
It depends. Could a car be used as a deadly weapon? Absolutely, yes. You betcha. And then that would qualify. But what we're seeing and what you see in these videos is these guys just want to get away. And it's technically a hit and run is what they did. Could it evolve into an assault on an officer? Oh, yeah. Absolutely, you bet.
What is really outrageous about the situation we're in here, Sheriff, is that there were votes in both houses, majority votes, to change this legislation. But when progressive Democrats led by suburban State Senator Manka Dingra from Redmond saw that it was going to pass, they kept it bottled up in their caucus so that it wouldn't go out to the floor for a vote where Republicans, along with sufficient numbers of Democrats, could have passed a bill to reform what everyone knows was simply making the streets more dangerous for police officers, more dangerous for pedestrians and civilian drivers and much more amenable to violent criminals.
Yeah, oh, I'm choosing my words carefully this morning, John. What happened in the legislature at the very end of this last session, it was pretty disgusting, to be honest with you. And I think it goes to the disconnect of some of our elected representatives down there in Olympia.
Right.
They did have the opportunity to fix this. And the interesting thing about, we'll just call it a fix, was it wasn't going back in time to what it used to be. It was just a balancing test about the risk versus reward with these pursuits, which would put a lot of responsibility on law enforcement, which there should be with these pursuits. We do need to manage them and take them seriously. But it would also give us just a little bit more authority where the criminals, they wouldn't know if we're going to be able to chase them or not. It's a decision we make at that moment in time. And it's a difficult one to make. It's very difficult. But yeah, so the fix was there. It probably did have the votes, just like you said. And politics got in the way, in my opinion, of community safety.
Well, the legislature or the people via initiative need to change that law. Again, what is infuriating to so many people is the law was passed and we saw what it was doing, and it was a disaster. And, you know, not anecdotally here and there, it was a disaster statewide. There were calls to change it. They had the votes, and there's a rule within the state Senate. The Democrats control the chamber, and the rule is, if you don't have more than half the Democrats on board, then you don't allow the bill out for a vote. And they didn't. It was bottled up, and they wouldn't let it out for a vote, even though it would have passed handily. So that's why things are so unnecessarily dangerous for you and your deputies in Snohomish County, for state troopers, and for city police officers throughout Washington. But we need to do more than get serious about police chases. We need to get serious about drugs, don't you think?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And we tried to cover that to a certain extent in the video as well. It was really important to all the participants in Snohomish County in that video that we did do both. We didn't want it to be too pursuit heavy, although that's critical as well. But this recent Supreme Court decision, the Blake decision, it's referred to now, that basically legalized drugs, and the legislature's either inability or lack of will to address this thing in any real way. It's not okay. And it's, listen, this goes to both the pursuit question and the drug question, is there's a disconnect between the regular working folks out here,
yeah,
and a small group of politically very powerful people in Olympia. It's different, right, John. I'm telling you, I am out in the community all the time. And that's what sparked this video probably about 4.5-5 months ago, is I'm out in the community all the time just talking to anyone and everybody. And I tell them what we're up against in law enforcement these days. And forget Republican or Democrat or anything else. Just regular working folks that are trying to raise families in Snohomish County, their jaw hits the floor. They
right.
can't believe the conditions that we're working under. They're like, no, they didn't do that. I'm like, well, they actually did. And no, we can't chase someone who just burglarized your home. And it's not that we should on every single time. We just should have the authority to make that decision and weigh the risk versus reward. So, yeah, it's a big deal. There is a huge disconnect in the state of Washington. I am convinced of that, John.
And the most important thing you just said here, Sheriff Fortney, was it's a small group of hardcore activists that reflect what I call the Seattle political establishment, that have their claws in the Olympia process, that have resulted in these terrible policies. It's a small number of people who are screwing up the works.
I completely agree with you. It's almost a little bit discouraging to think of that someone in our state would have that much power and influence over literally what we're doing every single day in public safety. But that's the world we are in today. They spent the better half of 18 months, 2 years, in my opinion, bashing this profession, passing these laws.
Absolutely.
Then they went back. I mean, you're a very politically smart guy, John. You've been around the Seattle political scene for decades and decades. I mean, have you ever seen a legislature pass the most sweeping, what they would call police reform legislation in, what was it, 2021, come back the very next year and change 70% of it? That never happened. You can't do that as an elected official.
Right.
You can't. I think they were swept up in the emotion, and some of it justifiably so, some of it, in 2020, passed these laws. They knew what was going to happen, and they did it anyway.
Well, the reason
you
have...
You can't take that dinghy back out of the bottle.
The reason you have a legislature and a legislative process is so that you don't get swept up in the moment and do something stupid, you know, and pass a legislation that handcuffs police instead of criminals. That's why you have a legislative process. But hardcore progressive activists within the state Senate that reflect what I call the Seattle political establishment, that now have footholds in Bellevue with state senators like Patty Kutcher and in Redmond with state senators like Manka Dhingra and others, they have created a hostile work environment, in my opinion, for police officers. It's why, one reason why it's so frustrating. And these things that you're talking about, the state Supreme Court decision that temporarily legalized drugs, that could have been fixed with one word, literally a one-word bill that simply added the word knowingly to drug possession, knowingly possessed drugs. That's all it would have taken. And instead, several of the state senators wanted to simply do nothing and keep hard drugs legal in Washington. And they came up with this ridiculous compromise where, what do you have to do? Give someone a ticket the first time and a ticket the second time. And the third time, it grows to a misdemeanor. I'll give you the last 15 seconds, Sheriff.
Yeah, I agree with what you just said. It's not even a ticket. It's a referral. We literally have people that are found in possession of fentanyl, meth, cocaine, whatever you want to think. And the first two times, we're required to give them a pamphlet and refer them to services. Look, John, I'm all for people getting services, okay? But when you reach, and I'm not joking, the 12th, 15th, 20th time, it's just, it doesn't make any sense. Right. And I think accountability for some people is the path of redemption on their life sometimes.
There
they
we go, Sheriff.
Reach a low point.
Sheriff, thank you so much.